Welcome to Cafe Grit. My name is Bethann Campbell, and I am the author of Where the Hell Is My Bacon? A book about a corporate team that triumphed over shitty leadership with the help of fried pork. I open Cafe Grit as a place where you can join me in figuring out how to channel your grit and find your voice in the world, whatever that means for you. This is the place to go when you've got the hankering for purpose, the taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. Thanks for stopping in. Cafe Grit is now open for service. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cafe Grit. I'm your host, Bethann Campbell. This is the place to go when you've got a hankering for purpose, a taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. Thank you for joining. I'm so happy to be here. Great, lovely, lovely overcast, cool mid-May morning here as we record this. Our pool is open. It's been open for about 3 weeks, and I've actually been in the pool. A little cold, but not, you know, when you grow up in the north and you swim in the Great Lakes and you swim in lakes when you're a kid in Michigan. You know what? Cold is relative. So I've been in the pool with my dog, Moxie Moo, who you may catch on the microphone in the background. She's sitting on a couch behind me, crinkling something. Don't know. Hopefully it's not toxic. No, really, I'm not that bad of a dog mom, but you may think otherwise. Well, if you want to know more about my dog momness, you can check out my other podcast, My Favorite Bitch. It's out there on YouTube for video and all of your favorite streaming platforms. But I'm not here to talk about Miss Moxie, although it is very distracting hearing crinkle, 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 crinkle in my ear. I'm sure it will not last long because she is her attention span is about the size of a flea. But anyway, before we get to today's topic, I would like to put out a reverse shout out, a kind of a fuck you to a company that I used to work for. You know who you are, and I think some of the people listening know who that is. I did a whole episode about this company dedicated to the people because they're doing some mass layoffs, but also firing people for just shit reasons. And it continues. I'm not even going to go into any detail. I'm just going to say, fuck you. You should be ashamed of yourself. And corporations like you should be ashamed of yourselves. Hard decisions sometimes need to be made, but you don't have to be dicks. And you're all being dicks. You're being fucking dicks. So fuck you. I'm glad I got out of there. And I'm glad I wrote a book based on a story that happened there. And maybe I'll write another one, as I've said in the past. But anyway, fuck you. I'm angry. This is why I do this show, folks. This is why I have a podcast where sometimes I can come out here and rant about corporate life or whatever life, but a lot of corporate life, because the shady tactics that they do, there's no humanity. They're not anybody who feels like, oh, I'm some loyalty to a company. There's no company of this size that is loyal to anybody. They are going to do whatever the hell they want, and they do it with callousness. So this is why, and I have passion for people who are put in positions where they are working hard, trying to do their best, and then they just get pulled into the stupid shit of getting fired for stupid reasons, and then getting laid off, mass layoffs, because they were maybe struggling a little bit. And no one knows anything. There's no creativity in trying to figure out how to make things better without having to do horrible things to people. It's just whatever, you know, just snap your fingers and okay, this person's gone. That person's gone. These 40 people are gone. Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest because I'm pissed. I'm pissed off. But I'm not going to talk about them anymore. We're going to take a little bit of a different spin today. Our topic today, we're going to talk about names and how important it is to use someone's proper name and learn someone's proper name and how to pronounce it. And some fun, silly, and sometimes annoying things that happen with people's names. Why do names have anything to do with grit? Well, because oftentimes, when people are not referred to by their correct name or correct pronunciation, it's just because people don't have the courage or they don't care to just reach out and ask, how do you pronounce your name? Do you go by Thomas or Tom or Tommy? They just don't think to ask. And grit is, for me, in large part about using your voice and having the courage to work through fear. And sometimes it's a little scary to, you know, want, you know, especially if someone maybe, you don't know their proper name, but maybe they're, in a corporate world above you on the food chain, or somebody that you have high, you know, respect for, and you're just nervous about something. So, this kind of came to my mind, although this is name things have been rampant in my life for my entire life. It's not just something that's just started. when I was a kid. So I'm an Elizabeth. Elizabeth Ann is my government name. And when I was a kid, I always went by Beth or Bethy. My mom called me Bethy. That was my common childhood name until I forbid my mother to call me that ever again when I was in my freshman year of college, and she came to my dorm room and embarrassed me in front of my new friends. And so I said, and that involved her calling me Bethy. So I said, "You can't call me that anymore." And I'm sure it was probably broke her heart, but I had to put my foot down. You know, I was 18 years old in college, came from a very small school went to a big university for a short period of time. And so I was like, I have a reputation here. I already have to fight for the fact that I don't have rich parents, and I didn't come from a big exclusive school kind of a thing, and grew up in the country. So I forbid her to call me Bethy anymore. Later on in life, as I matured, I gave her permission to call me Bethy again, and she did. But when I was a kid, Bethy, and then if I was in trouble a little bit, it was Beth Ann, or if I did something where Beth Ann, what you said something that was, you know, maybe inappropriate, which probably happened a lot. And if I was really in trouble, it was Elizabeth Ann. I generally go by Beth. My persona name, my brand name is Beth Ann. My husband calls me Beth Ann. A few people call me Beth Ann. That's what I go by, Beth or Beth Ann. If you call me Elizabeth, that's fine. I've worked at a few places where my email was set up with my legal name, which is Elizabeth. So it might have been Elizabeth Campbell at whatever. And so I get it. If someone doesn't know you and your name is Elizabeth, I did in those cases. My current email is not Elizabeth, but in those cases, I get it. People, you know, you don't know, but that's a perfect opportunity for somebody. Elizabeth is a name that has many, many derivatives, common derivatives: Liz, Eliza, Lizzie, Beth, Betty. There's so many that you could use. So it kind of really is a great opportunity when you have a name like that to use your grit and just ask somebody what they go by. But that rarely happens. That rarely happens. And often I will get people calling me Liz. Not so much now, because my email is my recent job change. My email went back to Beth, but in my previous job, when I worked for this shithole of a company that is doing dick things to their employees, I was Elizabeth. So I would get a lot of people that would call me Liz. Now, again, a lot of derivatives come out of Elizabeth. I personally would not assume, I try not to assume anything, but I would not assume that because your name is Elizabeth that you go by Liz. Some do, some don't. But I can't even tell you how many times I've been called Liz. I've even been called Liz twice on the same meeting conference call by the same person after I corrected him. So he called me Liz, was asking a question, and I said, thank you, whatever. By the way, I go by Beth, not Liz. Oh, okay, sorry. He even acknowledged it. And then, I don't know, a half an hour later, it was a long meeting, I got called Liz again by the same person. So, and this has happened in email. I had the same thing happen in an email, a really nice project manager many, many years ago. Again, I was working for this shithole company in Michigan that I wrote about in my book, Where the Hell Is My Bacon? Go check it out. But I was working with this project manager, and in an email, he referred to me as Liz. And I, of course, I corrected him. And so that's another thing too, right? Grit goes both ways. Having the courage to speak out and ask questions or clarify things goes both ways when it comes to names. It's important for me to ask a person what name they prefer, if there's a nickname that they prefer, or how they pronounce their name. It's equally important for me to speak out if someone is naming me, because names are important. Names are a part of our identity, right? Some of us hate, or I don't hate my name. I used to when I was a kid. Some of us maybe don't really like our names, but nevertheless, names are a part of our identity. So it's important to get them right. And as an Elizabeth who's been misnamed many times, I do speak out when someone mislabels me. So this nice project manager in an email called me Liz, and I responded and corrected him. And then again, signed my name Beth, which I always did. And by the way, did in a previous email that he was responding to, still called me Liz. And then called me Liz again. So, it does annoy me. It doesn't annoy me if my email is Elizabeth and someone calls me Elizabeth. I have an opportunity to let them know what I go by, what is my nickname. It does bother me when I've corrected somebody and they continue to do it, or when someone just assumes a nickname when there may be multiples. So pronunciations are another thing. I don't generally get mispronunciations, but I know a lot of people do. The other day I put out some plants by my curb, and we have a free service in my local town on Facebook. And so I put a little post out saying I had some free plants, and asked that they direct message me in Facebook Messenger. So this nice woman, responded in very quickly and said, I'm interested. So I had spider plants. If you don't know, sidetrack here, but spider plants are very common, at least in the United States. They definitely look like a spider and they're very easy to grow. I love spider plants. The problem is if you water them, they grow quite a bit. I know, right? Shocking. But anybody who thinks that they have not a green thumb, you know, are you watering your plants? Because that was my problem. Once I started watering my spider plants, they really started growing. And then what they do is they shoot out little babies. So they send out these little shooters, and then you have little baby spider plants that you can easily just clip off, put in a little container of water, and they'll take root, and then you can plant them. Well, it ended up that I had now 6 spider plants, and they're all shooting out babies. And so I just realized that this is now a problem. I've sort of became a pseudo spider plant hoarder. So I offered them for free on this site that is in Facebook. So back to the story, back to the name story. So this nice young woman responded and said she was interested and she was going to come right over. So I said, okay, great. Gave her my address. Yes, I do give out my address when I sell or give things away through Facebook. I'm as cautious as I can be. My address is not secret. Anybody could look it up. So, and I do it always in the daylight and always, you know, making sure that somebody's home. Anyway, so back to the story. So this lovely woman responded and she decided she was going to come and pick up these plants. And I saw that her name was, I'll spell it for you, Siobhan, which phonetically, if you're the average American, probably would say, oh, it's Siobhan. But I happen to know because I have Irish friends in my network, and because I watched Orphan Black, and there was a character of this name on the show, I know that this word, Siobhan, is pronounced Siobhan. So this young woman drove up with her truck. I'm sitting on my porch. She sees the plants. Now, I want to make sure it's the right person because sometimes, in fact, often people do drive through our neighborhood and get trash, and people just put things out for free. We've put things out for free. I had a lady come by the other day, picked up, I don't know what it was. Oh, I think it was my husband got a new fire pit. So he put his old fire pit, just a smallish one, on the side of the road. And this lady drove by, we were just sitting out on the porch, and she was telling us how she's she loves us because she's gotten so much good stuff from us. So I guess that tells you how often we put stuff up by the road. Anyway, so this woman drove up to get my plants. And I called out, I said, "Are you Siobhan?" And she said, "Yes. And thank you for pronouncing it right." And I thought, what a little thing. Now, if I didn't know, in fact, I did check, right? Because I thought, I think it's pronounced Siobhan, but I looked it up as how do you pronounce this and spelled it out. You can go to YouTube, you can Google it. You'll get a lot of help when you don't know how to pronounce something, a name or just some word. I mean, it was a small thing, but names are important. It's important to get them pronounced correctly. I had a guy work for me who at this previous company that I've mentioned, this fuck stick of a company that I'm so ashamed of. And he worked for me for a few years. I'm not going to say his name because it's fairly unique, but I was pronouncing it a certain way. And then he was no longer on my team for a while. And he actually wasn't working for the company, but then he got hired back in. And so I worked with him again, and I would hear people on the calls calling him, pronouncing his name differently. And I actually corrected somebody, said, "No, it's pronounced like this." And then I thought, I heard so many people and I thought, am I pronouncing it correctly? So I reached out to him and I said, "I just want to make sure that I'm not completely slaughtering your name." And he said, "Well, actually it's pronounced the other way, not the way I was pronouncing it." So this guy worked for me for like 3 years, never corrected me. And then I corrected people saying, "No, you're pronouncing it wrong," only to find out that I was not pronouncing it correctly. So there you go. I mean, I think it's important to get people's names right. So what can you do about that, right? Well, just ask. No one's going to think badly of you because you ask them how to pronounce their name or what they go by, what their nickname is. So just ask. So if you get an email, one of the things you can look for is if they sign their name, that's usually a good indication of what they go by. So let's say you get an email from, Michael Smith, and Michael Smith sends an email, and then you can see he ends it, or his signature says, "Thanks, Mike." Okay, you know that he goes by Mike. Let's say that Beverly sends you an email, and you look and you see and Beverly says, "See you later," or "Sincerely, Beverly," then you know she's probably goes by Beverly, right? You can still ask, but it's probably a good indication. A lot of times people don't sign their names in email, or you're in a call or an in-person introduction. So if you're in a call and maybe you're introducing people, but you don't know them. So you go, the next person is Thomas. You can say, "Okay, so Thomas Jones. Now, do you go by Tom or Thomas?" And they'll tell you, "Yes, thanks for asking. I go by Tom," or, Mikey, or whatever the derivative is, whatever the nickname is. I would say, "Thank you for asking. I prefer Beth. That's what I go by." So it's as easy as just asking. Conversely, if someone mislabels you, as I have had happen many, many times, just correct them. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just, you probably didn't know this because my email is Elizabeth, but I do go by Beth. And I try to make it very clear when I'm introducing people to use my proper name, right? If someone introduces me and says, "Okay, Elizabeth Campbell," like they don't know me, I'm on a call that someone doesn't know. "Elizabeth Campbell, can you introduce yourself?" "Thanks. I go by Beth, and nice to meet everybody." And then I would introduce myself. So it take an opportunity to let people know what you prefer. That is your right. It's your name. It's a part of your identity. And there's nothing wrong with correcting someone, and there's nothing wrong with asking how somebody pronounces their name or what their preferred nickname is. And you will make a friend when you do that, because I'm telling you, this Siobhan, when she heard me pronounce her name right, she was downright giddy. Just, "Thank you for pronouncing my name right." She's probably gets, oh, I can't even imagine what pronunciations that she gets. It's probably like the actress Saoirse Ronan, who gets, she's talked about some of the bastardizations of her name. So there you go. Names are important. They're very personal. They're very much a part of our identities. So get them right and make sure people get them right when they're talking about you. All right, folks, that's it for today. I'm going to head out. I hope you guys have a great day, great week, great month. Don't forget, you are a fucking badass, except for this company that he used to work for, because they're shits. They're just total assholes. But you, personally, you are a fucking badass. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Take it easy. Hey, everybody. Thank you for stopping by Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. For more Cafe Grit episodes, please check out bethannecampbell.com/cafegrit. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving it a rating or review on YouTube, Buzzsprout, or your favorite streaming platform. I'll be forever grateful, and in return, I'll wish upon you copious amounts of bacon, your favorite hot beverage, and of course, pie. I'd love to connect and hear about your grit experiences as well. Please go to bethannecampbell.com for links to all my social media. Cafe Grit is a product of Beth Ann Campbell, LLC, all rights reserved. Thanks again, and remember, you are a badass. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Take it easy. We'll be right back.